Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I know it's been a minute. I know it's been a little bit of time. And I'm not here to make excuses. I'm here to embrace the new year. And you know what's interesting to me, my friends? You know, the more I see content creators putting out cheesy content, like the stuff on TikTok where logic goes to die, in my opinion, I don't know how people watch that, in all honesty. Like, I'm learning so much, my friends, about what relationships are like right now. Because I've just been in the game for short-term flings for a long time. I've never really wanted a long-term relationship. Because I moved around, I was in the military, I went to college, I started multiple different jobs. And so I've never had the chance to really do that outside of high school, which at that point, I was a little bit of a goofy, a little bit of a lame. I wasn't in good shape. I was kind of a twig boy. Anybody who knows me in real life will tell you that. Or anybody who wants to be a little creepy and look up my yearbook pictures and stuff like that. Or look at my Instagram and look at old pictures of me. You'll see what I'm talking about. But my friends, it's the second of the year. I got the flu of all things right now. And I thought there was no better time to talk about what's going to come up on this show in the future. Number one, I want everybody listening to the show to know that I plan on giving you more and more receipts as to what it's like in a relationship. Not just talking about the down, not just talking about why it's evil and horrible and women are bad. Because at the end of the day, that's easy content. Anybody could do that. What people can't do is give their anecdotal evidence if they're not in one. Or they could make it up and look like a fool when someone finds out the whole thing is a fraud. My friends, some of the guys who got me into this space, who influenced my thought pattern from being a normie, you might call it blue pill, like this, just like everybody else, you know, what society teaches you in school, in church, and everything else, to the mindset I have now. Not to imply that anybody who's blue pill is inferior, they're not. They just have a different frame of mind and they have a different way of looking at the world. That being the case, they miss out on seeing what things really are because they're too busy looking at what they want to be true and not what is actually in front of their eyes. And so that's what we're going to do this year. Is I'm going to tell you more, I'm going to focus on this channel about the relationships we've been talking about that was the basis for the book Biblical Bachelor, which I plan to do an updated version of, by the way. I plan on doing an updated version because not that my views have fundamentally changed. I've just learned new things. And as I learn new things, I want to give more valuable and more updated information. Because that's what the show is. I don't pretend to be like, in my opinion, CNN, Fox News, CBS, MSNBC, and all these fronts for higher interests, corporate interests, big money, you name it. In my opinion, I'm not like that. I don't have big money. I don't have an agent. I don't have any of those things. I'm just a guy with a microphone and who's always moving around. If you look at my old videos, you'll notice that my background changes and I haven't been able to put up a video on with the audio for a while because I've just been moving around so much. I haven't had a whole lot of time to really set up a studio without having to tear it all down again. Which means I'll probably start using my phone like, you know, the average TikTok thoughts, in my opinion. But you know what's interesting to me, my friends, is with every new year, people like to hype up, ooh, I'm going to do this year, I'm going to do that. They don't write it down. They don't really hold themselves to a higher standard, and that's what I'm going to do this year for you and for myself. And my friends, if you have any goals this year, I recommend that you stick with them. Not for me, but for yourself. Because at the end of the day, we get one life. As far as I know, we get one life. And so there's no need to be complaining about what you don't have if you can obtain it. Now, it's another thing if you can't. You know, there are some things that we can't change, even with modern science, how much it's advanced, we can't do it. Even though we might want to, we're not at that point yet. Maybe we'll get to that point at some point in the future, but not right now. So you got to focus on what you can control with your New Year resolution, if you even make them. I know people who think, sorry, you're going to hear me coughing a little bit because I'm sick. I'm going to try to mute it as much as possible, but you're going to have to bear with me on this. If you're going to focus on a goal, make sure that you actually achieve it. Otherwise, you're going to subconsciously tell yourself that you can't do it, or that you could have done it, but you were too lazy, and that's only going to make you feel more inferior than you already feel. I know what it's like to feel like you should be farther along in your life. Trust me, I know that. I feel that every day of my life. I look at people who've been in the business more than me when it comes to contracting. I've looked at what it's like being, you know, dudes who started content creation in 2018 and now they're getting the respect that they deserve because they've been doing it for like 7 years. I wish I had that kind of fame and success, but I haven't put in that amount of time yet. The show is getting like a year and a half years old at this point. And I haven't been as consistent as I once was. Sorry, I apologize. I don't like to apologize for anything, but sometimes I gotta apologize that I'm sick and do the show. But my friends, I would encourage you on, I know it's not New Year's Day, but in this first half of January, I recommend that you create some goals for yourself for the rest of the year. And your life will change whether you like it or not. Let's just embrace that for 2 seconds. Let's just embrace that. Because stuff happens that's outside your control, and you have to be able to adapt. That's one thing my girlfriend's not very good at, and I'm trying to teach her, is how to adjust to situations that change. Because she's younger than me. And I have to take on that role, which is why a lot of older dudes, and I'm not that old, I'm almost 25. So I know by, like, if y'all teenagers watching the show, you probably think I'm an ancient old guy. But, you know, because I used to think that when I was in high school. I was like, anybody over the age of 21 was old as hell. They might as well have been 40 in my eyes. There was old people. They should have their lives together by like the age they were 25. And let me tell you, I don't have my life together by 25 because I've had multiple careers already by the time I'm 25. I was in the military. I was in fast food business. I've been in the roofing business. Where else have I been? I've been in the contracting business. I've been in the content creation business. I've been in the author and writing business. I've been all doing all kinds of things. Cryptocurrency. I've been all kinds of stuff. And my friends, while I'm not some old guy, and by old, I mean someone who's over the age of like 40 to 50 to 60. But I know some people don't think of 40 as that old, but you know, compared to me, it's older. In the same way that someone who's 10 would probably think I'm ancient as hell because I'm 20, almost 25. 15 years is a long time to most people. And I say that to say that guys who are older, people often take more seriously. But I'm not here to tell you something that I don't know. I'm here to tell you something that I'm actively learning. And that's the only way that we're ever going to make this through. And I encourage you to share your goals in the comment section. I encourage you to say, hey, you know what? Austin, it's good to see you back. If you want to hear my goals, I'm more than happy to talk about them. Because some of my goals, you might seem a little bit lofty. Because I'm planning on selling $1 million in contracting this year, which is, as a rookie, I want to be rookie of the year. And I know a lot of other people also want that status, but guess what? It's not easy. It's hard. But I'm here to tell you, anything that's worth doing is hard. And I'll tell you a little side story, because you know what? We're riffing today. It's just me, you, listening, having our own time. Maybe you're in the car driving somewhere. Maybe you're working at your desk. Maybe you're just trying to escape from, you know, the tail end of the holidays. Maybe you're depressed because it's all over. I don't know what's going on with you. But what I do know is I'll tell you a story. I just got back from a trip over the Christmas to New Year's week where I was hanging out with my family back in California. And that's my girlfriend calling me. Hold on. No. I'm talking to the boys. I'm not answering that call right now. I got other things that I need to talk about right now. I gotta tell a story. I'll call her back. But my friends, the reason I bring this story up is because a lot of us, I can tell, feel this way. Where we're surrounded. Even if we came from wealthy families. I went to the mall in San Diego. And there was tons of very expensive cars, very expensive people walking around, buying things for lofty prices with beautiful women. I thought to myself, why am I not here? Why in the world do I not have the things that I should have? And you know what? I got mad. I got jealous. And I don't usually feel jealous, by the way. I think jealousy is a chick thing. Because you're when you're envious of somebody, you're basically telling yourself you can't get that unless you take it from them, which is the farthest thing from the truth. Now, is it going to be easy? No. But it's going to take you pushing yourself past what you think is possible painfully and sacrificially to get to this point that you want to be. And I share that with you because I'm pushing myself, taking all kinds of risks right now. And I don't say that to get you pat me on the back and say, go Austin, go. No, I say that because you are not alone. If you're trying to do the same thing, are doing the same thing, or want to do the same thing, I want you to remember that you're not alone and you're in very good company. A lot of us are like that. We suffer in silence as men to the vast majority. We grind, and the women a lot of times want us to wait at the finish line. I was talking to my girlfriend talks to her mom every once in a while, and I was around when she was talking to her mom, and her mom was talking about how, oh, you should have got with him. And she said it in a joking way, don't you know? She said it in a way that was like, oh, you know what? Hold on. I'll finish this later. I had to call my girlfriend. She kept blowing up my phone. You know what's funny, guys? And I think women will agree with me on this. As much as, like, equality was kind of a test, I don't understand why... I don't understand how a lot of women can go from saying that they won't... Like, and this is not my girlfriend. I mean, she hasn't said this exact phrase. But, like, they're strong, independent women, and then the first thing they do, they need a man, or they need someone to fix something for them, or whatever. Or they need to know how to pump gas in your car or whatever. Like, it's just funny. Their survival skills are so bad. They do really goofy things, and it's really funny to watch. Anyways. Oh, yeah, I was talking about my trip to the mall in California. You know, it's really understandable if you are so unhappy with where you are. Maybe you're working a job you don't like. Maybe you're not seeing the results you want to see. Your boss doesn't approve or doesn't appreciate you putting in extra work. Or you want to move up to the next level, but you're getting blocked because you're part of the bureaucracy. And as much as you want to go out on your own, you're afraid because you don't have a safety net. Like me, I have no safety net. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I get paid on commission. So when I'm sick right now, I ain't got no PTO. I don't have sick leave. I don't have any of these things. So when I'm sick like this, guess what? I'm losing money. I could have been out trying to sell jobs today, but guess what? I have 103 degree fever and I'm coughing up a lung. I can't go. And I don't say that to whine and sound weak. I tell you that because you have to decide what you want. There's the safer route, and then there's the free fall route. And when you're going the free fall route, you stand a lot more to lose, but you also stand more to gain versus in the side of comfort and more security. You'd have that safety net, but with that safety net comes a glass ceiling that takes you longer and longer to get through. And women will talk about how it's only them affected by it. Oh, no. Oh, no, it most certainly is not. All you gotta do is look at who hires whom and where and why and H-1B visas. Oh, don't get me started on that. Oh, don't get me started on the whole thing of mostly Indian and Chinese people are getting moved over here by tech companies and taking jobs that, you know, I got a degree for, my friends got degrees for, and they're taking a lot of jobs, not because they're bad people, but because the ruling class, the tech pirates, as I like to call them, the tech pirates want more obsequious, easy labor, cheaper labor at that. You know, I was talking to my old man, and he's more in the tech world than I am right now. And he told me that AI is a huge factor now too, taking a lot of entry-level jobs. And I said, yeah, I could see that, considering that experts, and I hate the word experts, But people have been talking about this since, you know, ChatGPT came relevant and stuff like that. There are a lot of entry-level jobs, and eventually higher up jobs are going to get taken by AI because they don't need time off. They don't need to be trained. They don't need to be doing any of that stuff. They're just going to do their job that they were programmed to do. And my dad told me, he said, hey, you know what? It doesn't really affect me because he's been in the game for years. So it doesn't really affect him as much as it affects someone who's just out of college or a couple years out of college. That's going to cripple you because now you're competing with completely unrealistic standards. They could spend a couple million dollars on AI instead of spending a couple million dollars on payroll, health insurance, paternity leave. You know, healthcare, all this stuff, they could save money on that. And they are. And I don't blame them for that. They're not evil. They're just trying to make money. The problem is their money affects everybody else's money. And that's the problem. And I don't say that to make you hate anybody. I say that because at the end of the day, we're all going back to what is it that you want? Do you want to start your own company? Do you want to just play more a safer route, which I'm nothing against, by the way. I hate it when guys go on the internet and they're like, I'm an entrepreneur, and if you're not an entrepreneur, you're not doing jack and you suck. And I say, no. How can you say a thing like that? Or you're stupid, or you're, you know, dumb or whatever. I think that's completely wrong. Completely wrong. I think that different people have different mindsets and different desires, especially when you have a family. You are going to go more the safer route because you, it's not just you that loses if you lose. And you won't lose forever, but you have farther to fall than a guy who's single. And a lot of these guys who are entrepreneurs, you know, like me, were single, or at the very least were not married and don't have kids. And that changes the game. And so the reason I bring all these examples up is to go back to the principle of the show, which is, what are you wanting to do with this new year? What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to do? And if the answer is you don't know, then you got to fix that now. Because you should have been thinking about it before, but there's no better time than now. Because the best time was yesterday, but the second best time is now. So you should write something down that you want to achieve. Because that way, you're less likely to just hit a target that you're not measured. It's like having a dartboard somewhere on the wall. You don't know where, you don't know how big, you don't know anything other than it's somewhere on the wall that you're facing, and you're assuming that. At which point, you're going to throw the dart, and you have no idea where you're aiming, you're kind of just going for it. And that's not, do I even need to tell you how low the percentage is of you hitting that goal? I probably don't, because a lot of you guys are very smart, and you don't need me to spell it out for you. But in the world of turmoil, where politics is only going to get worse, make no mistake about it, with the Muslim, oh yes, did I say Muslim? Oh, I'm sorry, I meant the attacks in New Orleans. You know, nobody knows who did it. We don't want to say it's terrorism. We don't want to say that it was a Muslim. Oh, no. We can't say that because then, we might be called Islamophobic. Yeah, guess what? I don't care. I say it the way it is. And if you don't like it, go find somebody else's show who will sit there and say, and massage the facts and say, ooh, well, we don't know who did it. But even if it was a Muslim, it wasn't his fault. It was the gun. It was the truck. No, braying like the sheep that they are. And the wolves are just sitting back and they're being like, good. We need to slit their throats, in my estimation. But of course, you know, I'm just a paranoid, apparently right-winger, even though I'm a centrist, but you know what? That's okay. And I bring all these different things up, my friends, to give you a thought. And that thought could be anything from what you want to do to what you don't want to do to anything. And it's up to you to decide what you want, how you're going to get it, and what you're going to do next after. Because there's a quote from Tangled, one of my favorite Disney movies, which, yes, I still watch Disney from time to time. And Rapunzel is talking to Flynn Rider, the main guy who is voiced by Zachary Levi. And she says, you know, I've been dreaming of this moment my whole life. And now that it's about to happen, I'm a little scared. And he says, why? Why are you scared? And she says, well, because I don't know if it's going to live up to my expectations. And even if it does, what am I going to do after that? And he pauses. And Flynn Rider, the guy, says, well, I guess that's the good part. You get to find a new dream. And my friends, that's what every new year is. It's an ability for you to define what goals you didn't hit last year, the ones you did, and then move forward and say, do I want to rehash these goals? Do I want to continue doing the same ones, different ones? And that's up to you to decide. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I got to go. I'm losing my voice because I'm about to start coughing like crazy. You take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.